This is Senator Al Simpson. The Battle of the Bulge rolls on in this country. Diet mania. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are 65 million dieters in our United States, yearning to lose unwanted pounds, but the promoters of the blatant get-thin schemes are getting fat on the diet scams. Fat-burning pills that work during sleep, yeah. Mail-order starvation plans and ear-mold acupuncture techniques to cut appetite. By the bridge. The Federal Trade Commission knows that 60% of all women and 18% of all adults are continually dieting, and they're sinking in their teeth to end the fraud in diet advertising. Consumer awareness is the key to exposing these fake miracle cure plans. Ted, the get slim quick diets only mean one thing. The scam artists get rich quick, and the consumer continues to ride the starve and binge roller coaster. How do you weigh in on that one, Big Ted?
Al, Congressman Ron Wyden of Oregon deserves credit for blowing the whistle in congressional hearings last month on fly-by-night diet scams that are threats to the public health. These fast-buck artists prey on the gullibility of millions of well-meaning citizens across the country, ready to try anything to shed a few extra pounds. Beanpole Simpson may not know the feeling, Al, but I do. My belt would probably go around you twice. The challenge, Al, is to protect the public by weeding out the phony and dangerous schemes from the legitimate plans that are safe and medically sound. Too often, as the congressional hearings found, commercial weight loss clinics operate with poorly trained personnel and without responsible medical supervision. The Federal Trade Commission needs to crack down on these schemes, Al. This is one area where your far-right, anything-goes philosophy of deregulation makes no sense at all. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on support for the U.S. at the United Nations. America is doing better. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.